Some weirdly busy streets. Right there. Oh, please let this fucking dude with his frizzy ponytail be walking to the strip club. Okay, no. Alright. That dude had a bit of a sleazebag look about him. Actually, a little too sleazebag to be going to this specific gentleman's club. Why are the people running WWE such assholes, specifically to Flair? I don't know. Saw a little bit about something about his son's death being used as storyline fodder. There have been a lot of cases of fucked up shit happening in real life to wrestlers and then it being turned into storyline. And typically, I feel like the old school wrestling mentality is to, you know, if you've got some real life hook that you can draw in, it will make for better business. And I think that's been the mentality for decades. So on some level, you know, I mean, obviously it hits a little close to home, huh? But, you know, Flair being an old school guy, I'm sure on some level he understands that, even if it's, like, fucked up. But hey, you know what's fucked up? Wrestling. Wrestling is fucked up. You know, I mean, they turned Eddie Guerrero's death into a storyline that led to his widow getting a on-camera role for years and years and years. You know? Ah, you fuckers. Let me in. All right, now I'm next to the these bikes that need to go faster or slower. Oh, one's going faster, one's going slower. That's the worst of all possibilities. Okay, well, we got where we needed to get. I don't know, wrestling's fucking always been shitty about that sort of stuff. Why did that song start over? I would have listened to that song from, like, where we left off this morning, but I don't want to hear the whole thing again. So, like, you know, congratulations to the women's division. They got the quality of riding that the men's division has gotten all along. Terrible. Like, a bunch of fucking half-cocked bullshit dropped out of nowhere. Twists and turns that don't always need to be there. Like, hey, great. Wrestling sucks across the board. Obviously, like, the athleticism and stuff like that is, you know, still intact. And, you know, if you like that part of the show first and foremost, then, you know, you're either getting it or you're not, depending on how you feel about what they're doing. I guess you get it in bursts, depending on who's in the ring. But, yeah, man, like, it's just not... It's not interesting. It's a shame. You know, there's stuff on, you know, that I see bits and pieces of, you know, what's going on in wrestling and stuff that I'm like, oh, man, I, you know. The New Day seems fun. You know, I wouldn't mind watching that set, but I'm not going to, you know. I'm not going to pay a fucking cable subscription to get USA so that I can then watch that one segment of that one show every week. You know, it's not... And, you know, a lot of people are fucking tuning out in droves, like, little by little, right? I mean, you know, the ratings for Raw, if you read up on some of that stuff, it's been in the shitter, you know? I mean, it's still big, right? It's still, like, a couple million people, but... it used to be a few million people not that long ago. So, you know, people are fucking getting fed up with it and tuning out, you know? Like... I'm certainly not alone. Is this place just some kind of fucking off-brand Panda Express? It's called The Chairman, and it's got a picture of a panda. It looks fast foody, but maybe a little upscale. More upscale than a Panda Express, I guess. Chairman. A little weird. Some fucking Rub You the Right Way, fucking blasting with the windows down. Good fucking going, man. We're in the zone. Stay safe. This is not a particularly great track.
Never was.
Thank you. That was almost bad. Nothing like a damn near screeching halt to wake you up and get you ready for the rest of the drive. Fuck.
Thank you.
Oh, man. That Amiibo Festival is poor. That's a poor product. It's a bad goddamn game. At any price. Like, wow. Mario Tennis seems like real rotten in some few ways, too. You know, it's just Nintendo sliding these last couple out, huh? Gas. I forgot about that. I have to stop at some point here. Sorry, I'm sitting here thinking about where I'm going to go to get gas. And the gas station I would most like to stop at might be a little far. Nah, that'll be fine. It'll probably be fine. Fuck it, let's find out. It says here I can drive 19 more miles, so that's actually probably enough to get me home. That much further before I hit the exit I'm looking for. Because there's the Ricky's restaurant and bar. Actually, it's the next exit. I think it's the one after that. Okay, here we go. What's up? quarter mile, three quarter mile. Bringing home big boxes full of stuff from the office as we start to kind of clean things out around there. It's kind of a hassle, kind of the worst possible time for all this stuff to be happening. Originally supposed to happen earlier than this, but you know, nothing ever happens on schedule.
From a distance, I just started watching her. Then I met her. I was on the south side. Bought a chicken. We come from all sides. She didn't say thanks enough. That's all pride. I don't care about a man. I just let it slide.
All right. I'm going to go put gas in this car. Hold tight. Be careful.
Oh, God. Stop. Stop. Why would you do that?
Okay, gassed up, ready to go. So I got my list built of games I need to play before we start commiserating about Game of the Year in a more official way. It's a good size list, but I think I can get through what I need to get through for that stuff, so... I mean, I played some of the Crew Wild Run Edition today, so I'm ready on that one. That thing doesn't make any sense. I just... Well, I mean, maybe it does. I don't, you know, like the... It's weird that they put it back out as a retail thing with, like... So they sent over a retail copy of it, and it's, you know... The disc is just the Crew. It comes with a code that, you know... That's good for the Wild Run DLC or whatever. But it's one of those things where, because it's a connected world and all that stuff, they have to patch that stuff into everyone's game. So you're just entering a code for nothing, and it's just base level Crew, you know, as far as data is concerned. You're just entering the code so you can say, please let me drive the monster trucks, which is not fun. I was about to say, it takes a lot of work to make driving a monster truck not fun, but that's totally wrong. Video games, by and large, have been super fucking shitty when it comes to driving monster trucks. Or maybe it's just gritty realism and driving a monster truck is actually not fun at all because it's so bouncy and out of control or something. But and you load it up and, you know, it's like, it says like, oh, you know, this, it's got all new graphics. Like, we made the graphics better. And I was like, what? What, really? You know, if I had played a ton of the Crew, maybe I would notice some changes, but instead I'm just looking at it going like, yeah, this still doesn't look great. I mean, it looks fine. Are the roads more wet? Is that the change? I saw some wet roads. And then, yeah, I don't know, I drove to a thing that let me try one of each event. It was like, here's a drift event, here's a drag race event, which is, you know, drag racing in driving games is always, like, a dumb thing. Like, you know, drag racing is dumb. It's not to say it's skillless, but you're fucking going fast in a straight line. Like, the technique is, and then sure enough, in this one, it's like, rev the motor to the right point before the light turns green, then hit the button when the light changes green, and then time your shifts properly a couple of times, and then, it's over. Like, fun. Let's spend hours on that. Let's get really good at that. And then it's got some monster truck stuff, which was like, here's a half pipe with some points icons in it. Drive a monster truck around this skate park looking thing and pick up points, which was not great. And then there was a drift event, which is out in the regular world. And it's kind of, you know, that game does a thing where it's like, you can mod your cars for different specs, so here's the dirt version of this car, and even still, it's like, hey, you want to drive a 370Z that's a monster truck also? Like, you can do it. That's kind of funny. That's fun, right? It's a shame that that game isn't more interesting and cooler, you know, with their whole, like, hey, we made the entire U.S. in video game form, and you can fucking turn tuner cars into monster trucks. Like, that should be badass, but they managed to make it the most fucking by the numbers and, like, frustratingly boring thing. It's a shame. It's a shame. I mean, the crew, like, seeing it in development was super weird, because, like, I remember seeing it, like, the week before the PS4 came out. They showed it off at a Sony event, but it was running on a PC there. And then that was before they pushed the game back, I think, not long after that, which seemed apparent there, because it was like, all right, well, I don't know, you're making a super generic driving game that is not particularly fun to play, but okay, seems generic and dull, but go, I mean, you know, hey, someone's got to do it. And then, you know, they showed it off one or two more times, like PAX and stuff like that, and it just looked like that. It was just like, all right, I don't see why they're making this game. You know, I guess that's cool. No one makes arcade-style racing games other than EA anymore, so it's good that maybe there will be some competition there, even if this doesn't look good. And then I saw it at E3 the year before it came, the year it came out, which I guess would have been last year, last E3. And I remember looking at it and going, like, okay, all right, you unlock car parts, there's a progression to car building, and, oh, you can make a off-road version of these cars that should never be driven off-road, and, oh, that's kind of, you know, the cars were cool looking, because they took licensed cars and jacked them up and did all this fucking weird shit to them to make them raid vehicles, and, you know, I was like, it's, all right, there's something to that. Aesthetically, it's pleasing. And, you know, the idea of, like, level 20 brakes as a part that drops after you finish a mission, you're like, okay, all right, loot, sure, yeah, I get it. Then they did that beta, and it was like, oh, this handles poorly, and this stuff doesn't seem particularly well realized. And then it came out, it's like, okay, you know, this is, the story is awful, and the dude looks dumb, and it's Troy Baker at his most generic doing the voice in a year when there was a whole lot of Troy Baker being better than that. It's a rough thing. There's promise there, you know? It's like, conceptually, the crew has something going on, but then, and then they threw in a bunch of microtransaction stuff for crew credits and buy perk points and all this, like, stuff that just, and the multiplayer sounded cool on paper, but never material. Like, you know, and I remember, like, week of release, getting to the multiplayer part of the game and just never finding other players to race against. It was like, you know, they'd drop human players into the world with you, but when it came time to, like, you know, like, hey, all right, I chose a faction and now we need to go race, it was just like, never anyone. You know, I think I got into one multiplayer race the whole time I was playing that game. And at some point I was just like, why am I even playing this game? Which is the point I reached today playing Wild Run Edition of The Crew. Like, oh, this these changes don't seem to address the core problems with the crew, and the things they've bolted onto it are not that interesting to begin with, so, all right. Like, it has a stunt thing. Like, it'll give you challenges as you drive around the world, just kind of freely toss them up for you. And they're called, like, stunt challenges. And some of them are like, get, like, 21 near misses in 4 minutes. And you're like, all right, that's kind of a stunt, I guess. And then one of them was like, drive 2 miles in the right lane. It's like, okay, so you want me to obey the law? It's a fucking hot stunt. Get on the appropriate side of the road and drive 2 miles. The scene for driving games on consoles is so fucking grim right now, man. Ugh. It's so sad. It shouldn't be like that. Like, you know, driving games should be, you know, powerful. You know, it's not about a, you know, unless you're, like, pursuing a simulation, you know, that's a different thing. But, like, you know, if you're trying to just make a fun driving game, like, you know, you want handling with these big sweeping turns and fucking long drifts and this awesome, like, skillful feeling maneuvering of the cars. That's not necessarily tied to real-world physics, but, you know, at the same time, has its own feel and has a, you know, like, not quite Ridge Racer, but, like, you know, there's a skill to Ridge Racer. There's the drifting is on rails in a weird way. It always was. It always struck me strange. But, like, you know, the way the Burnout games, the 3 and 4, there's just long drifts you get going around some of these gentle curves. And just, like, you know, just some of these moments you're just like, this is fucking awesome. It just feels so good. And, like, it's been nailed so many times before, you know, on the PS2. 2 generations back, people were nailing that feel left and right. And now just no one can get it done. Like, there are moments in the new Need for Speed that have that feel, you know, that you'll pull off a couple of those drifts, like, in some spots, like a hairpin turn. You're just, like, kind of seamlessly drifting around. But some of it feels still too mechanical. It never flows the way you want it to flow. And, it's the thing I hope that, like, you know, there's been this, like, crop of, like, indie racing games that, you know, Drift Stage, or a 90s arcade racer. Like, some of this stuff, you know, it seems like it's got the potential to tap into some of that. And, you know, I don't want a new Daytona. So I look at 90s Arcade Racer and go, like, that's, like, beautiful. That's a beautiful homage. But I don't know, you know, because it all comes down to how it handles, right? And I never really liked Daytona that much. So it's sort of... sort of whatever. And, you know, Drift Stage looks awesome. Like, that thing looks cool as hell. And has drift right in the name, so one would hope, you know. But, you know, it's crazy that the last handful of driving games have, you know, from big publishers that have not tried to be simulation games, haven't really nailed it, you know. Like, Forza Horizon 2, like, that's our best bet, and that's still kind of a Forza game, you know. Like, the handling is not that far removed from motorsport. It's just on more interesting surfaces in a different environment, you know. So, you know, Horizon is the best, you know, I feel like Forza Horizon is the best driving series going right now, by default, you know, that's not to say it's a bad game. I think, actually, those two games have been, I thought the first one was better than the second one, I'll say that, just in terms of feel and the world itself. I think the roads in Horizon 2 are not as good, and some of the structure for Horizon 2, I think, is really half-baked, but whatever, you know, it's, like, that's the best thing going, and There should be more. But maybe they just don't sell. I mean, that's the thing you always, you know, it's why EA doesn't put the Burnout name on driving games anymore, is because Need for Speed sold better. But, like, they're doing such a number on Need for Speed these last handful of years. Like, you have to wonder if at some point they salt that a little bit and it gets harder for them to make that, you know, a viable franchise. I don't know. Like, Need for Speed is, you know, for me, that game is like a major disappointment. You know, they took a year off, they rebooted it, they put FMV in it. You know, there's like, there are things about that game that, like, the story they had to tell about the game they wanted to make, like, you listen to them and you're like, dude, fucking yeah, totally, you should make that game, I've been waiting for that game. And they didn't make that game. They're the, you know, they tried to make that game and didn't get it done. And they're sticking to this, like, insane concept of how the multiplayer should work. Like people are just going to get into this open world that is, like, vast. And just, like, oh, hey, we need to meet up over here. Like, no one's going to fucking do that. No one fucking did that in Rivals. Why would, you know? Like, that game just needs a I want to race the humans button. And send me into a list of pre-configured races that I can quit from at any time, you know? Like just take me out of... Like, it doesn't need to be connected to the single player. Just fucking... Let me fucking race people. Instead of like, well, we need to form a crew, then we need to drive over to this start point, and then no one joined my crew, so I drive over to the start point, and the button, it says there's a button here for invite crew, and I'm pretty sure I'm in a crew, but the button doesn't do anything, you know, it's like, they've layered all this bullshit onto their multiplayer races in a way that you're just like, fucking, like, at some point, didn't someone, like, test that and go, hey, this is not... Like, maybe there should be a menu thing that says drive the cars with other people who are driving the cars in a race-like fashion. Or a co-op mode for, like, their drift train events or something that just lets you do it. Because now, you know, like, it's nuts. It's nuts. It's, like, not explained at all. And as you dig deeper into it, you have plenty of moments with that where you just think it's broken. And maybe that'd be different if I had a ton of friends who were playing Need for Speed, but guess what? I don't. And I'm guessing a lot of people don't. And maybe, you know, at that point you're like, well, we need to form a party, and then if we get into this, maybe that would work. It's just like, dude, put multiplayer into the game as a menu. Stop. Like, it just seems like this stubborn thing. After Rivals, which had the exact same problem, of, like, trying to be this, like, open world, like, oh, you're gonna encounter other players. It's like Dark Souls for driving. You're like, no, that's... No. Like, if I have that in there, fine, totally. Like, connect the world, like, all that stuff. Like, I'm not against that. But when I want to race against people, just let me do that with other like-minded folks. So frustrating, that game, because it's just, you know, like, I believe in that team, like, they seem like they have the ability to make a great driving game. You know, some of them are ex-Criterion and have certainly worked on great Need for Speed games and great Burnout games in the past, but fucking none of that shows, man. It's sad. It sucks. It's a bummer. And they had an extra year, or maybe they didn't. You know, it's one of those things where it's like, you look at it and go like, well, technically they're 2 years past between Need for Speed games, but you don't necessarily know when that game entered full production, or, you know, maybe in the course of, like, starting up this Ghost Games thing, maybe at some point they're like, hey, we need to hire, like, fucking 60 people, because we're a new studio under the EA umbrella, and to, you know... We got pared down a little bit in the process. We need to staff back up before we can make another game. You know, maybe it was something like that. I don't know. I have no idea. And then, yeah, the crew is just like, you know, this DOA thing, man. It's just like, And that's a shame, because there are elements of that you look at and go like, man, you know, this big open world, like, that's a cool idea. Like, the whole country. And it's seamlessly connecting you to players and stuff like that, and dropping them out and finding new ones in a way that, like, Need for Speed doesn't do. Which is nice in the crew, and, like, you know, like, Test Drive Unlimited did this, where it's like, you know, that means that you've always got players near you. Whereas, like, Need for Speed, it's just, like, it's practically a big lobby, and, like, you know, hey, four players are off doing separate stuff in different corners of the map, and you're never going to see them, but just trust us, they're there. Like, that's not cool. Like, that's not a fun way to do that. It just seems like there should be room for a good, high-quality, open-world racing game. I don't think you can go back to just tracks. I think that's a shallow game these days. You know, hey, we've got 12 tracks in the game. You know, like it works for motorsport, for Forza. You know, because those are real-world locations in a lot of cases, you know? That's part of the simulation aspect. So I think that makes sense. But, like, it seems like there would be a way to make a fantastic open-world racing game that still has meaningful, tight tracks in it. You know, Burnout Paradise was decent at doing that. It was great at doing that in some cases, you know. Like, for being a game that had, like, city blocks and stuff like that, like, you know, it had that thing where sometimes it would kind of ask you to find your own way, but it would also say, like, oh, you know, once you get kind of out of the downtown area of that map, you know, you're playing Ridge Racer. You know, you're on highways and freeways and stuff like that, where it's like, you know, hey, the turns are the turns, and it's, you know, you're not like, oh shit, I need to make a hard left here. You know, it's not that all the time. Gotta get out to the wind farm. So I just, you know, it just seems like there are ways to put good closed tracks into an open world environment and also still have, you know, an open world environment that lets you do so much more, kind of just, you know, more like ephemeral or just emergent type stuff of, like, you know, having this world and having weird shit happening and you know, you can have your collectibles or whatever at that point or what have you. But, you know, whatever, what the fuck do I know? I've never made a game before. Maybe it's fucking impossible. Maybe when people hit upon that, it's been blind luck. But whatever, that Need for Speed Most Wanted was pretty good. You know, and Hot Pursuit was a great game. Burnout Paradise, Burnout Revenge, Burnout 3. All great games. It's just sad that there isn't more, like, legit competition in that space. And maybe that just says more about sales figures for that style of game. You know, maybe it's just one of those things where, you know, like arcade sports games don't exist anymore either. You know, because people just buy Madden because they want the real thing, and people just buy Forza and Project Cars and you know, like people who want a racing game want it all the way, maybe. And the middle ground, that territory of, like, hey, let's make a driving game that's accessible. Maybe that's just not a viable big budget game anymore. I don't know. I don't know what the numbers are for something like that. I mean, you know, whatever, that Split Second game came out, and then those guys got shut down. You know, Blur came out, and that was, you know, Blur was just Wipeout, really. It's combat racing. Kind of a different thing. But that didn't do it either, huh? It's a shame. It's a real shame. Anyway, I'm at home. And that's pretty awesome. I will see you guys later. Have a good, Wednesday, I guess. See ya.